Hi, I'm Robert Green. Welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. And this episode is the third and final episode in our three-part series looking at Visual Studio partners that make developer tools that help you become a better developer. In the first episode, we looked at CodeRush from DevExpress. Last time, we looked at ReSharper from JetBrains. And today, we're going to look at JustCode from Telerik. So I had a Telerik representative, we went into Studio B and he showed the product off. Let's look at that and then we'll come back and see how you can download the trial of Just Code and explore it for yourself. I'm in the studio with Dejan Varcek from Telerik. Dejan, thanks for joining me.
Nice meeting you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Telerik, and then we'll talk about Just Code and then we'll do lots of demo.
Okay, so I am Dejan Varcek. I am the PM for the .NET Productivity Tools division in Telerik. The whole company in general works mainly or exclusively in the .NET space, dealing many different kind of scenarios. One of that is the productivity tools like the Just Code and the other profiling tools and the decompiler and so on. The other areas are like the components, like the Silverlight and the ASP.NET controls. We have a CMS Sitefinity system, the ORM, the reporting stuff that we're doing, and we have a couple of other stuff that we're still not disclosing yet, but a lot of good stuff coming in the air.
Okay, and so our theme here is on tools that help developers write better code. Developers need to be more productive. You know, we spend a lot of time writing code. We want to write better code, and we want tools that will help us. Visual Studio, you know, it's a great editor. It's
of course
the best editor out there, but there's additional stuff we'd like to see in it, and a tool like Just Code can make somebody a better, more productive, more efficient developer.
Of course.
You agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One thing that I must admit is that Visual Studio is the best IDE out there. However, the developers are really, really want more and more and more and more each time. So we totally understand that the IDE can't do everything. So that's where we come, and we do a lot more to improve. One thing that I understood about developers is that they are really, really picky about how these additional tools integrate inside the IDE and whether they influence the performance or not. It's really crucial to not slow down their development.
Right. Not get in the way. Yep.
Yeah, the real purpose of a productivity tool is to make you more productive, not slow you down.
Sure.
And the other part is that it shouldn't get in your way. So when you try to do something, it shouldn't show something on top of you that you don't expect, you don't want. So these are two key stuff that we were looking for when we started to develop, and we are really aiming at good performance and really moving out of the way, but still helping you aside of the inside the IDE while you are developing and doing your day-to-day work.
Okay, so let's see how Just Code makes somebody more productive.
Okay. So what I'll demo here are the latest bits of Just Code. They came out yesterday, I think. So those were quite soon pieces. It's not a official build. It's a really internal build, so still not quite confident. Everything will be as smooth as I would want to.
But it'll be available soon?
No, it's available now. People can download it, but it's not an officially official release, but internal builds that every developer can get. We really want to push the stuff we do as early as possible to developers so that can get hold of, test it, and while we are developing, until we release an official version, everything is smoothed out and everyone is happy, of course. Okay, so to demo Just Code, I chose the Nerd Dinner solution. Everyone can access it from CodePlex. It's a kind of demo solution for the MVC stuff. So I've opened it. One thing, the first thing that everyone will spot once he installs Just Code, one of course is the menu up there that says Just Code with all of the submenus and options there. I'll walk you through all of them, a little bit of everything. not showing all of the stuff, as it's a large set of functionality that we won't have time to cover it. The second thing is the small sidebar that shows errors and warnings and some additional stuff from time to time that really sits besides the editor, but not inside it, so that you're not kind of annoyed of that. And the third thing is the progress bar, the analysis progress bar down to the left of the Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. It's with an icon and text showing off how is the analysis working, as it's working all the time and analyzing all of your solution. And one thing we are really proud of are the solution-wide analysis. It works really fast on the whole solution all the time without interfering your work at all.
Okay.
So just to demo the things I supported. So here is a simple dinner class, a dinner class, sorry, with one property, location. So I'll just name it not location. Try to rename it, but without using any kind of refactoring. So once you, it's not location, renamed, just code automatically picks up that this kind of change you made produced three new errors in your solution. So it's not as smooth and green as it was. So currently you can either navigate with a keyboard, which is an option to the error, or see all of the errors if you have many, or warnings as you have additional analysis there. So I'll just use the keyboard shortcut, which is Control and down arrow, to see the first arrow. And I'm directly navigated with some additional information about the error in there. You can notice that this is actually a Razor file, mm-hmm. not a C-sharp file. Right. So one additional thing or info that I would like to give is that Just Code covers almost all the ranges that Visual Studio covers of languages. C-sharp, Visual Basic, JavaScript, XAML, Razor, now CSS. Okay. All things that developer or code the developer uses, Just Code is there and helping you. So this is the error you see here in the sidebar. You have additional information for additional errors in the same file. I'll go back and just undo the change so we don't analysis is absolutely there and so it says everything's okay.
Okay.
So this is how we check for errors and show
it. It's all done in real time, no need to rebuild.
Absolutely no need, no building, and it doesn't slow you down. If, mm-hmm. If for example, you do some kind of larger change, like change a key class or interface, it will do the analysis. You'll see a progress bar going for more than a couple of seconds, for example, 10 seconds or something, but you're able to continue working on the editor, no freezing of Visual Studio, no such stuff, really out of your way. The third thing that you'll see is the little green bar here. Right. It's really little. Sometimes it may get on your way because the mouse goes over it and so on, but you can easily just disable it, but still access its functionality. So it really
showed C, R, and N.
Yeah, you see here, what you see here are different letters on different contexts. So C is for code generation and stuff, R is the refactoring, N is the different navigation functionalities
cool.
for the current functionality.
All in one place. That's
yeah, nice. All in one place, and it's really discoverable this way. Although it might sometimes pop up one, you get used to the tool, you might remove the green bar and still access the functionality using the control and the key next to the one. I'm not sure about that.
That's a tilde.
Tilde, right? Yeah. And it shows up automatically without any mouse, so you can you can type in, use the keyboard in any way. All of Just Code's commands can be accessed through different shortcuts on the keyboard, but there are a lot, like 200 or so.
Okay.
So you can't remember all of them. I remember actually mostly two or three of them. One is this showing the context menus here, and the other ones are for the directly showing the renaming. The third one is a new one. Just Code developers haven't seen it yet. It's Control Alt and question mark. It shows up a kind of pop-up window with all the shortcuts in different kind of functionalities, which are like refactoring, so renaming, inline method, whatever, code generation, navigation, test running functionality. I'll explain more later. And some additional. So if you want to say, hey, I want to see what's the shortcut for go to file, for example. I don't know. You just hit Control Alt and question mark. It goes up and hits Control Alt and G.
Okay.
So let's go and see that. It's a little pop-up, nothing going like a dialog window or something like that. You can easily switch it with Escape or click somewhere else if you don't need it. And if you want to go some file, you just type in parts of the file. It can be camel case or something. So I'll just type in IUI, which I know there are files there. IUI CSS. I want to show some of the CSS stuff, the new CSS stuff we are offering. So here is the CSS file. Here you have another additional navigation. It's the GoToMember. The same kind of dialog shows up. You can key in any kind of name you want that you expect, for example, in this CSS to appear. I know there is a wide button class, so it navigates me directly to that. And from here on, I can maybe try to find some usages or where it appears, for example, from the find matching HTML elements, and it will directly navigate me to the HTML element I need. So it's a great navigation tool. Besides for the
refactoring. If there's a number of them, you can just scroll.
If you have a number of them, I'll show you something else. For example, the body CSS selector is here. I can do the same kind of navigation. And this time it will show me a tool window.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Yeah, you can dock it anywhere in Visual Studio. It's a standard Visual Studio tool window.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a different choice of files where this kind of body functionality is used. This works the same in CSS, in C#, Visual Basic, JavaScript. All of the refactorings works in all of the relative languages, respectively. For example, all renames work in JavaScript together with CSS and so on.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to the dinner CSS file. The refactorings are really great stuff because you can change a lot of code with a single actions. The standard stuff that even Visual Studio has, or name, or extract method, and so on, but there are really advanced stuff that we do. For example, rename works together in XAML and in all of the languages, not just the C# languages. But additional stuff we have added, for example, here, because I see the context, there is some context action, and I see the refactorings available. I can convert this lambda expression into a named method or anonymous method. I can do a conversion to the anonymous method. And here it is now the old school delegate.
Okay.
We don't want to do that, actually. Well, sometimes people do want to do that. But sometimes we find this kind of, they say, hey, I want this to be a lambda expression, not a delegate or anonymous method. So here you just go out and you go and do a two lambda conversion and goes back. So
great learning tool as well, because you can take something that's written in a style, let's say you're familiar with doing it as a delegate, but you're not as familiar with doing it as a lambda, you can bounce back and forth and learn how to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So going from the manual, from top to bottom, we have the analysis I showed you. Some of the stuff I didn't show you from the analysis is that once you get for example, this kind of different warnings in your code. This warning particularly says that this type doesn't match the file name. It's because you have several classes in this file. So we have currently the choice for a fix, what we call a fix, a quick fix. You can either move the file to another file, or the type to another file, or rename the file to match the type name. Sometimes your files and types differentiate. So I can apply this fix, move type to another file, to create automatically a new file, and move all the classes there. The same goes for fixed namespace, for removing namespaces and so on.
So those two usings in a different color,
that says that those are not used actually.
So they were in the original file, and they were brought over automatically?
This is kind of quirky that shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
Just code should automatically do that for you. We're still clearing some of the stuff, but you have the option to remove those namespaces. And actually, for legacy code, you often end up with a lot of unused usings that just code will show, like 2,000, 3,000.
You create a new class file, you have unused usings.
Yeah, it
doesn't even have to be legacy code. The second you do it, you have unused ones, right?
Yeah, but even if you might start working on some project that you have been working before. So just code will help you clean all of this kind of legacy code quite easily. We have the clean all functionality, just clean all that works in the Solution Explorer. You can execute it on a file, folder, project, or
so
the whole
clean
solution.
So CleanAll does, in addition to using,
this
a whole bunch of
You can choose different stuff from different languages. You can choose from C#, Visual Basic, and JavaScript currently. We'll be bringing up more of the stuff for XAML and the other languages. you can choose from not just formatting the file as just code can indent and move braces up and down and so on. It can add these qualifiers, add code blocks, for example, if you have if statements without the opening and closing braces, but your convention kind of says you should put it, it can automatically add those blocks. Remove redundant cast, for example, redundant code. Simplify some if-else statements, if those can be simplified, and remove the usings and so on.
Cool.
Move the vars. It's really a lot of options here that you have. Yeah, there are other code generating functionalities that really a bunch of stuff like generating overloads, constructors. If you download it, the tool and start using it, you can quite easily actually get a grips because of these context menus that you get all the time if you want to see what's available in this situation. And additionally, not only coding functionalities, but just code offers you those kind of unit testing above the Visual Studio. Visual Studio has a decent test runner, but it covers currently Visual Studio 2010 covers only MS test. So Just Code has its separate test runner that runs both by default five different testing frameworks, which is MS Test, of course, NUnit, XUnit, MBUnit, and quite recently we added the behavior-driven MSpec framework.
So you hook up the testing framework you're using, that you can specify that somewhere?
Just Code automatically detects what you have in your solution and shows all of the tests. For example, the Nerdiner have several tests here. The test tool window, the unit test window, shows all the classes and all the test methods. You can group and rearrange and search for the stuff here and execute some of the tests. Those you can run either these through the window or execute them directly from the code if you're aware. For example, you have this testing, you can run this test directly from inside the editor, or you can use the shortcut as for that. We have a lot of great stuff in the product. Everyone can download it. These bits that I'm showing are currently available in the latest release in our website.
So someone can go to the Visual Studio Gallery. There is a trial version of this. I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah, there is a trial version. Okay. I'm not quite sure if they'll get it from the Visual Studio Gallery. We have not draw those to the Visual Studio Gallery, but there is
a version of it out there.
Yeah, there is. I'm not sure it's the latest version. Mm-hmm. They can go to telerik.com and go to the download section, and they'll get the trial version of Just Code and start playing around. It's 60 days. Yeah.
A couple minutes left. In 1 minute, tell me about one feature you haven't shown.
One feature I haven't shown. Yeah, there is one thing. It's really good when it depends on how you work, but I like it a lot. It's the To-Do Explorer, the To-Do Navigator. It's a tool window again, like this one, that shows you all of your to-do items or notes or hacks or whatever you configure it. It's quite configurable. The whole tool is actually quite configurable. But that allows you to really easy show or display, search around all these kind of commented stuff that you have left and want to work on. And at some point, where was that? I remember I had a to-do for that. And you can't find it really easy because it can do a search, but a search in Visual Studio can return a lot of stuff. You can add custom tags for that. For example, we can add a Telerik-specific tag, and you see all of the places where Telerik stuff needs to be added, for example, or something like that.
And what's the one feature you use most often?
It's quite difficult because the feature that everyone uses, we did some kind of analysis, are the code analysis.
Okay.
Because you always type and see errors, you fix errors and so on. The feature that usually people perceive they're using the most are the navigations, because you jump from file to file, you try to search around usages, you try to find methods, members, and you want to do it really quickly without getting any interference, like errors or something like that. So this is these two features are the most used one.
Great. So that's an awesome demo. I can see how, I think the people watching this will see how this tool gives you something you can add into Visual Studio to become more productive, do the code analysis, help you with the refactoring. I love I guess it would be my favorite feature. the idea that you can go from the delegate to the lambda and yeah. you know, on some of these things where it recommends you should be doing it this way, you get to learn why. I mean, you go through and you analyze the code and you say, here are all the things that we think you can do better. It's not like you say, here are all the things that are wrong with your code, because this is working code. Yeah. But here are things that we can do, that we think you can do better. It's nice to understand why. I mean, I inherently trust that you guys know why, and you're better developers than I am. That's fine. It's always nice to kind of get a sense of why and how it's different. So I like that feature. All right. So again, people can go to the Visual Studio Gallery, download a version if they want the absolute latest one that you showed.
I would recommend go to Telerik.com.
Try it out.
Yeah.
See whether they like it. Prove to themselves that it
and
that
give
it
us feedback what they don't like.
It's reasonably priced.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So I just love the idea of having a tool that is watching me as I write code and helping me write better code. I like being able to write code faster. I like being able to write better code. And I love a tool that's helping me write better code. It's kind of like having a cubicle mate or your best friend there with you coding, saying, no, that's not what you want to do. Here's how to do it better. And I think a tool like Just Code really helps in that way. If you want to try it out for yourself, all you have to do is come into Visual Studio, go to the Extension Manager, search online for Just Code. Here it is. Click Download, and you're taken to the Telerik site, where you can download the free trial or purchase it if you decide that you want to own it. And again, learn more about it. Sort of like ReSharper, I think one of the primary goals of Just Code is to analyze your code and suggest ways that you can write better code. And we compare and contrast that to CodeRush from DevExpress, which I think is about helping you write faster code with the code analysis. ReSharper and Just Code, I think, focus first off on code analysis, but then they also do code generation, the code formatting, code cleaning, there's refactorings. So all three of the products, for the most part, do much the same thing. I think there's some difference in emphasis and difference in sweet spots of them. There are free trials for all of them. You should download them, play with them, figure out which one or ones work best for you, and then, if it makes sense, use them to write better code. I hope you enjoyed this series. I'm interested in your thoughts and ideas on what other products we could look at. And thanks, and I'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.